drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump said today the war in Ukraine could end within weeks.
This has been a horrible, bloody mess. And we're going to get it solved. We got to get it solved.
But earlier today in Ukraine, President Zelensky indicated any deal could be months in the making.
We hope that we can finish this war this year, not in 3 years. It's very, very difficult.
Earlier, with the French president at the White House, Trump held a phone call with G7 leaders concerned about his plans for Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that.
A lot of Western leaders are actually in Ukraine today, participated in the call from Ukraine. Justin Trudeau, for example, of Canada. As Macron was leaving the White House to go back across the street to Blair House, he spoke very briefly to reporters. He said it was a perfect phone call, perhaps adopting some of President Trump's rhetoric because he is here at the White House today.
Trump said Zelensky could visit the White House soon to sign a minerals deal. He also said he plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The AFL-CIO is the latest to file suit over an email federal workers received this weekend, telling them to list things they did last week or risk being fired. CBS's Stacey Lynn has the latest.
With the midnight deadline looming for federal workers to reply to an OPM email with their five things they did this week, Elon Musk is hinting the initial email was a ruse. Early this morning, he responded to a post by a venture capitalist on X who called the initiative stupid and performance art. Musk said this was basically a check to see if the employee had a pulse and was capable of replying to an email. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Her voice was one of the most recognizable of the 1970s.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly.
Roberta Flack died today. She was 88. Her classic Killing Me Softly with his song was one of the biggest hits of its time, but her voice and style inspired others for decades. Anthony DeCurtis is a contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine.
Roberta Flack helped define a certain sound in the 70s that has retained an adult audience. You know, it was a kind of very sophisticated soul music.
She lost her ability to sing in recent years due to illness. The Pope's doctors say he's shown some improvement, but remains in critical condition with pneumonia in both lungs. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 230 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An early morning fire cleared out the Denny's on Highway 20. South Shore Fire and Rescue was called for the incident, which is said to have started with a malfunctioning light fixture. There was smoke throughout the restaurant and a small fire. No injuries were reported. A late-night crash last night along Sheridan Road in Kenosha County left a 36-year-old Zion woman with serious injuries. Her car ran into a tree near Sheridan and 92nd Place in Pleasant Prairie. Flight for Life was called in, but the injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Nearly 3 years after the shooting at a Lake County 4th of July celebration, a trial has started. Jury selection began in Waukegan today in the trial of Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during a 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park, killing 7 and wounding 48. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. The effort to inform the public will be held April 17th at the Gateway iMet building in Sturtevant. Our friends at the Racine County Eye track local real estate. Check out their site today to see some very interesting Caledonia images of a $1.6 million home for sale along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Scroll down to see real estate at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight with spotty sprinkles possible and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
How did you sleep last night?
I sleep pretty well. Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, now, when you go to bed, how do you go to sleep? Do you, some people need the TV on or some white noise? Other people just like it totally quiet. How does it work for you?
Well, I'm kind of right in the middle of the TV and the white noise. We always have, I mean, it never comes off, actually. The radio is on, talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talk radio,
and,
okay.
Yeah, talk radio. And so that's, I get into bed and then I get all cozy and that kind of just makes me go to sleep.
Go to sleep with the radio on.
Yes, okay. Definitely. Talk radio, only talk radio.
There was a research done in Taiwan. Taiwanese researchers found that listening to music at bedtime is a good way to get restful sleep. They tested sleep patterns of people aged 60 to 83 who had difficulty sleeping. Half were given relaxing music to listen to for 45 minutes at bedtime. The other half were given no help at all. And the ones with the soft, slow music experienced physical changes that aided restful sleep, lower heart rates and lower respiratory rates.
Well, I have 2 more years until I can be in that survey or in that study. But, you know, I get it. Soothing music, it calms your mind. You kind of don't even listen to it. It's just, it's background noise for you. And they have all these apps now on Facebook where push here, it's this certain signal, you know, it's this tone that's supposed to make you so peaceful. So I kind of understand it.
We have this time of year in order to not have a dry house, we put little humidifiers in some of the rooms and we have a humidifier in our bedroom and just the noise of that, that soft noise of the humidifier. Love it.
That is one noise that since I was a little girl, I absolutely love that noise. The sound of a fan, the soft hum of a humidifier, dehumidifier. Yep. Got it.
All right. Restful sleep, Robin.
You too, during the day.
While you're driving. No, not while you're driving. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. This weekend, it's the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo at Memorial Hall. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday, March 1st and 2nd. It's all presented by Racine County Eye. There's going to be home remodeling people there, energy efficiency people, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations. It's going to be busy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be this weekend, 10 till 4 Saturday and 10 till 4 Sunday, $10 at the door. We're going to be there too with some live broadcasts, so stop by and say hi. It's all presented by Racine County Eye. So if you want more information, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
And please, Mr. Postman on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is there is a teenager in Great Britain who legally changed his name to Captain Fantastic faster than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, Hulk, and The Flash combined. You know, there are certain decisions in life that people tend to regret. I think that might be one of them.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Picture, figure, drama, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
can't understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. I'm not blindly striking again. Blindly striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits and the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. The Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear some of those interviews in podcast form on demand at WRJN.com. Click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An early morning fire cleared out the Denny's on Highway 20. South Shore Fire and Rescue was called for the incident, which is said to have started with a malfunctioning light fixture. There was smoke throughout the restaurant and a small fire. No injuries were reported. Racine County Firefighting is getting a new co-op venture. The City of Racine Fire Department has launched its first Joint Recruit Academy in collaboration with Caledonia Fire and the South Shore Fire Department. The inaugural class includes 3 Racine recruits and 4 from Caledonia. All the recruits are undergoing training in several essential skills. As part of their training, the recruits visited the site of that house that exploded last week in Racine. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. The effort to inform the public will be held April 17th at the Gateway IMET building in Sturtevant. The 2-hour event, organized by Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service, will teach about severe weather and safety protocols. It's open to the public, with more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight, with spotty sprinkles possible, and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Diane Carlson.
Hey there.
Diane is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council and always has terrific ideas of things to do around the community. They all have to do with the arts, and I'm sure you have something for us today, right?
Absolutely. In fact, all of this week is a great time to venture south of the county line and check out the galleries at both Carthage College and UW Parkside.
Okay.
Coincidentally, both galleries are featuring Racine artists. At Carthage, the H.F. Johnson Gallery is hosting an exhibit titled Metamorphosis. That's a group art exhibit focusing on the art of Black male artists. Hmm. That exhibit is a partnership between Carthage and Racine's own Mahogany Black Arts and Cultural Center and Mahogany Gallery. It features 14 Black male visual artists. Hmm. And a highlight of the show is never before seen out in public, original work by local legend, the late George Bray. George Bray, of course, was an arts advocate, and he founded the Racine branch of NAACP.
Okay.
And according to the Carthage website, that exhibit closes on March 1st.
Ah, so this was Saturday, I guess, huh?
That is Saturday. So this is definitely the week to get down there to Carthage. There's a little more time over at Parkside, but they have a special event going on Wednesday. Wednesday, they're featuring an artist talk and the official opening reception for Lakefront Collage. That's in one of their two galleries featuring local artists from Racine and Kenosha, including members of Art Root, Mahogany Gallery, OS Projects, RAM, Westum. And also at Parkside, their other gallery in the Rita, the Foundation Gallery, is featuring 16th Street Stories. that has paintings and photography from the point of view of the 16th Street Studios here in Racine. Mm-hmm. Those run a little longer. Now, I know I just gave a lot of detail, so if you didn't get it all written down, it's all on our website too, the RacineArtsCouncil.org under the Arts Events Calendar tab has details on all of these exhibits and events.
All right, what's that website one more time?
Ours is RacineArtsCouncil.org. And there's a whole tab just for arts event and the calendar.
All right. Diane Carlson, the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And I'm Kurt Bowman on WRJN. I get good. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we're home for UW Badger men's basketball, too. You know, the Badgers having a pretty nice season. 21-6 overall, 11-5 in the conference. And the Badgers are going to be back in action tomorrow night. We've got number 11 Wisconsin at home against Washington. You can hear that game and all the games here on WRJN. Pre-game tomorrow night at 7, tip-off at 8. See the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
will take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the coroner's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me in Julio down by the schoolyard. See me in Julio down by the schoolyard. See me in Julio down by the schoolyard.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, there's Paul Simon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Paul Harvey is back on the air with the rest of the story. That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story, and it's brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at RacineDiscCenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and then you can hear another one with Dan Marcus at 12:05 just after the noon news. Now, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, you can check him out online, too, on demand at WRJN.com.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Boy, in the last couple of weeks, we've had all kinds of winter. A couple of major snowstorms, bitter, bitter cold. Now, chance of rain. Yeah, an overnight low tonight of about 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 45. Wednesday, rain likely, especially before noon. Wednesday's high, 44.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
You say you're gonna go and call is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. During a White House meeting with the president of France, President Trump said today he believes the war in Ukraine could come to an end soon. Stacey Lynn reports.
It's been a rough war, but I think we're close to getting it solved.
President Trump noted that progress has been made.
I'm just glad I was able to help because there was no communication with Russia until I came along.
Macron says he respects the bravery and resistance of the Ukrainian people.
And we do share the objective of peace, but we are very aware of the necessity to have guarantees and solid peace in order to stabilize the situation.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The AFL-CIO is the latest to file suit over an email sent to federal workers suggesting they come up with five things they accomplished last week or risk losing their jobs. Christopher Cruz reports federal workers have also filed suit.
The employees want to block mass layoffs proposed by the Trump administration. The suit says the requirement is the first time in American history that all federal employees have been required to submit reports to the government's HR agency.